You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hey, friends. Welcome to TJ's Fanatico's Podcast. Hey, friends. What's up, friends? This is my buddy Riggins. Love him. Love him. Oh, my God.
Oh.
It's my little mini-me over there. Two weirdos, my wife says. Two weirdos. Which, I've never taken offense to that.
No.
And mainly because I know how much she thinks of you, Riggins. So she wouldn't mean anything really harsh toward you.
Yeah.
So I figure it's not meant harshly toward me either. But if you weren't involved, I would take it personally.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
And what is, you know, the implication is that she's normal.
Right.
By calling us weird, she's like, you're not like me. And I don't know that she's the most normal person I know.
I would say abnormal is Abby, what she is. She's
Abby normal.
Abby normal. Abby Lee normal is That's what right. she is. Abby Renee normal. Uh-huh. All right. So we continue today with the top 15 types of annoying people, according to experts. Yeah. 15 types of annoying people. Started with number 15, people who think farts are funny. Number 14, people who cut or break in line. 13, unaware of surroundings people, if you're unaware of your surroundings. And yesterday was pushy people. 15 types of annoying people, pushy, yesterday at number 12, which brings us to number 11, and we will get into that coming up next.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
ACE and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
This one may be a little bit harder to get people to relate to, Riggins, because I don't know how many people experience this, you know, when they're in the company of others. But maybe if you ever find yourself about to be this person, you will stop because you remember that it was on the 15 types of annoying people list.
Yeah, we can all do some of these things on occasion.
Yeah.
Everybody's guilty of doing a lot of these things, but mm-hmm. it's, you know.
Yeah, I'm never guilty of this one, though.
Never?
Never. Never guilty of this one. Okay. Number 11, 15 types of annoying people, the I'm having a day people. No,
you've, not that I recall. You've never done that.
No. Now, I'm having a day people are the individuals who will excuse treating someone rudely. Because they are having a bad day. Like, you got to give me a break. I'm having a bad day. So I can say whatever I want to say to you, and you just have to go with it and you have to accept it because I'm having a day. Well, first of all, it used to be I'm having a bad day, and then it got shortened to I'm having a day. Well, everybody who is alive is having a day. That's the first annoying thing. Instead of saying I'm having a bad day, you just say I'm having a day. And don't know, Riggins, you may be the one that wants to say this, but it seems to be a certain type of person that usually says this about, you know, ignore how rude I'm being because I'm having a day. There's a certain type of person that usually is the one, they're the group that does it.
Huh. You know what? I can't think of. No, I got a feeling it's probably mostly women. Yeah.
And gay men.
And maybe gay men.
I've heard a lot of gay men say.
Really? Yeah. Well, they need to stop because it's not even, you know, like if somebody says, you know what, sorry, my grandmother just died. My dog just died. My dog's in the hospital. I've got a stomach ache. Any of those things are better than just telling somebody, you're going to have to deal with me today because I'm having a day. Mm-hmm. You don't even tell people, like, give people a consideration of like, oh, you know what, they hurt their knee or whatever.
It's like, I spilled my breakfast in my lap.
Yeah.
I got a speeding ticket on the way to work this morning. So now that just gives me the freedom to be rude to whomever I come across today.
Yeah.
Because I'm having a day. Until my day gets better, this is what you got to deal with.
Yep. If somebody said like, oh, I'm going to be in a bad mood today, I think I got a tick, I'm like, oh, damn. Okay. All right. I think I got a tick. I feel it in my hair. Can you check? I'm like, oh my God.
I'm having a bad day with this huge open wound. All right.
I'm pretty sure I got a spider in my hair.
But now if you come back later and you say, hey, look, I'm sorry for the way I acted. I'm having a bad day. I shouldn't have acted that way.
Yeah.
Then that's cool. But not using it as a way to say, I'm free to do whatever I want, no matter how rude, because I'm having a bad day. Now, I think it's different. These are just acquaintances that you come across. This is not like your wife, you know. Because a lot of times, you know, your wife's having a bad day, and then you tell the kids, hey, leave your mom alone. Let her be by herself. She's having a rough day. You know, that kind of thing. They can be grouchy and whatnot. Yeah. And, you know, if my wife is that way, then I would always tell the kids, hey, leave your mom alone. You know, she's upset or whatever. But if I am having a bad day or I'm irritable about something that has been going on all day, you know, bad work stuff or whatnot, my wife's kind of the same way. She sends that same message. Like I would go to the kids individually and say, hey, make sure you're cool. Leave mom alone or whatever. She would do it just in a, you know, different words. She looks at me and says, you need to go to bed.
And you feel much better.
And that lets the kids know, hey, dad's having a bad day. We got to be understanding. And, you know.
she proclaims it.
You know, you're a crabby Patty. You need to go to bed.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Town crier.
I know. But if you're not, you know, you don't experience that very often, then when you do, somebody will say, I'm just having a day. Then you'll know then, oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
You know, that's annoying. Okay. So there you go for today. The series of top 15 types of annoying people, the I'm having a day people. So that means we'll climb up the ladder tomorrow for another exciting episode of TJ's Fanaticos podcast. See you then.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
The Ace and TJ show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.